311. Good afternoon and welcome to the 311 radio show for yet another edition here, aired every Sunday on VOB 92.9 FM in conjunction with the Barbados Fire Service and our Starcom Network team who have been so gracious to us for the last couple of years. I am Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and this afternoon we are having a special guest. Yes, I said a special guest because he's making a, what I call a cameo appearance. He's not often on a program, but he's part of the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit team. And this is Fire and Life Safety Officer Andrea Warden. Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yes, please. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Barbados. Good afternoon to you, Fire Officer Collins. I'm doing great. Everything's good. Today's Sunday. Have a nice Sunday food. You know it is.
Exactly. And I trust that you, the listeners of the Starcom Network, are doing the same and enjoying your Sunday afternoon and enjoying your lunch while you listen to the 311 radio show. You know, we always try to keep you informed, even though we are not doing the program on our own, as you know. And we just try to keep you informed as to the happenings both within the fire service and also keep you informed in terms of safety tips, whether it be health, life, safety, or whatever the case, or fire safety, or whatever the case may be. So this afternoon, we are going to touch on some road safety. We would have done a bit of road safety in the past, I think probably a couple of weeks ago to some extent, but we didn't go into too much detail. I actually mentioned this show, which we are actually here today. I did say that we would have something special as it related to road safety. And we're going to do that this afternoon as we touch on road safety from a few different perspectives that you will be accustomed to. Yes, we will do the customary road safety stuff, but also Warden is going to add some special effects, basically, if you're going to use that word. Yeah, some special effects to today's road safety edition of the 311 radio show. But in talking about road safety, you know, general road safety is extremely important. And everybody knows the normal things that we say, things about, you know, speeding and, you know, stuff like that. These are things that we speak about kind of often, and you would say sometimes it may become cliche to hear the same things over and over. But I've always said that if you are still having the same problems, then it means that you have to keep reiterating the point, because we are not getting through to everyone or to as many people as we would like to, because we always say, like the same way we say that one house fire or one fire is always one too many, the same way we feel about accidents, because the thing about accidents and so forth on the road is that there's loss of, it can be loss of life, limb, you know, property, because you would have invested in your vehicle. And all of us who own a vehicle would know that it is not easy to, one, to purchase a vehicle, to maintain a vehicle. And gas is also another thing. So there's always a cost. Exactly. There's always a cost associated, whether it be a cost physically or a cost in terms of monetarily, but there's always a cost associated. And that is why you really, Barbados Fire Service, try to keep you, you know, up to speed and abreast as it relates to safety and saving life, limb, and property, etc. So anything you want to add as it relates to the general safety and so on?
Yes, please. All right. Well, basically, like for the past couple weeks, there has been a trend that, you know, how Barbadians are, as soon as there's a little rainfall, you know, traffic backs up.
Correct.
Then from there, you know, you get a little fender benders, people not paying attention to road signs, people on the cell phones. And then you end up having those little, as I say, fender benders.
You know, it's funny you mentioned, let me cross it for a bit. It's funny that mentioned when the rainfall, because I find that as soon as the rainfall, you find that for some reason, there's always a backup of traffic.
Correct.
Always. Anytime the rainfall, I don't know if it is that it is because we're driving a bit more cautious, a little slower. I'm not sure. Is it everybody trying to make it home? I'm not sure, but I find that as soon as there's some sort of rain, you always have that delay in that traffic.
Correct. Correct. But for me, in my opinion, I put it down to us that people become more cautious as the rain fall.
As you should.
Right. Correct. I mean, yeah, but in the event of things like that, yes, you have to take your time. You have to be as cautious as possible to cope for pedestrians. I mean, you still don't want to splash pedestrians. That's another issue.
I'm glad that you made it.
Glad that you made it.
That is true. Because, and don't let's elaborate a bit on that, because that is one of the things that I find that a lot of drivers sometimes take for granted or don't take very seriously, because you're on the road, and we're not always drivers. Just remember that sometimes you may be driving today, but there may be a time
pedestrian tomorrow.
Exactly. And we always have to be mindful of other persons, other road users, and we keep saying that over and over. We've even heard that from the Barbados Police Service, that they always reiterate that point of being mindful that there are other road users as well, and driving with due care and attention. All these are things that we have all heard at some point, but sometimes we just need to really zero in on them, and especially when the rain is falling. I find myself personally being very aware of persons on the road, persons at bus stops. You find that they will have a little area
water
in front of the bus stop. And these are things that we have to, you know, take into consideration, because we're not using the roads by on our own. You know, we're not the only road users.
Exactly. And the thing about it is that when you if you see someone by the bus stop or even walking the side of the road when the rain is falling, I mean, just keep an eye out for them. I mean, don't splash through the water or drive through the water as fast as if it was dry. Just look out for them, man.
It is true.
Look out for them.
Because you see, in the same token, where everybody complains about potholes. Every driver complains about potholes.
And I find it pretty ironic, too. Majority of the potholes that we in Barbados face, from my observation, is mainly to the far left
of the road.
Far left of the road.
That is correct.
And that is where the sidewalks are, where the pedestrians are.
Definitely. So therefore, it should make you even more aware when there's torrential rain or any kind of rain, that to be cautious of that side of the road, because that is where the reason you're going to have water puddles is because of the same pothole.
Correct. And that either potholes are poor drainage.
Correct.
But that's something we can't really deal with at this point. But I mean, the potholes, you can't see the potholes when the water is settling in them. But if you see a pool, you know, it got to be something that's there, that's pooling the water.
Exactly. And it's all about being aware. I think that's what Warren, where you basically want to say. It's all
being aware
of
when the rain is falling.
Whether it's dry or whether it's raining, the reality is, as a driver, you should always be aware. That is your primary focus. And that's the reason why you hear things like not driving with
due care and attention.
Whether you're not using a cell phone, those kind of things you always hear, because any little thing is a distraction when you're driving. You
know? Yep.
Definitely.
Yes, please. And to touch a little more on the same splashing of people, I mean, not everyone is going to see the person on the side of the road. But I mean, even on coming traffic, they'll be coming towards you, and from there they could drift you water and it splashes you on your main screen.
That is correct.
So you can't see on that side of the road either.
Yeah.
So then you're literally feeling for the road at that point.
Actually, I go
to so that. even to like the same oncoming drivers, when you're seeing high puddles of water, don't just zoom and splash through, because you're gonna mess up the vision for the other driver on the other side of the road.
And I think it just goes back to what we were saying, what we've been saying for the whole program so far, which is be attentive to what's going on around you. Be vigilant out there, whether it be to the pedestrian, whether it be to your other fellow drivers on the road. Because I have experienced more than one occasion where an oncoming car splash the car. As a matter of fact, I myself got wet inside the vehicle because my window was a bit down and some water came on me. And then there's also the case where it goes on your main screen and it impairs your vision. So all of these are things that we should be, and I guess that is one of the reasons why it is quite important that you sometimes slow down, especially when there's that kind of rain, because visibility is limited or is reduced quite a bit. There's the puddles of water on the road, there are your other road users, there are pedestrians. So there are so many reasons why you would need to have, like, you know, where you need to be a little more cautious and slow down and so on in those type of conditions. One of the things that you wanted to talk about from, and this is a pet peeve of yours, maybe, or I don't know if that's the word, but maybe something you're more passionate about, and that is in terms of the general maintenance of your vehicle, in terms of, because we're talking speed now and so on, and there are certain things from your line of expertise or knowledge that you would be able to tell the public of Barbados relating to you know, general vehicular safety as it relates to speeding and that kind of stuff.
Okay, okay. True. When it comes to like even in the same rain, I mean you're not Roger Ski. You're not Roger Ski. Maybe just take your time. Take your time. Make sure your tire pressure is always in check. Tire pressure is one major thing that, because that's your only contact between, right? Your not contact, your feedback from the road through the tires, through your steering wheel to your hands. So I mean, make sure your tire pressures are in good check. Make sure the tread deck is always in check. If they are too low, just get them changed. Because wet road and almost bald tires don't go hand in hand. For until you press the brakes, if your car is not equipped with ABS that you can actually steer out or steer off as an obstacle, you're gonna press the brakes. When you press the brakes, the brakes just locks up and you keep sliding straight. Right. Even if the steering is still turned, you're going to be going straight.
Right. So now that before you go on, because obviously you have gone into a little more mechanical jargon, where some of us may not be very au fait with. And you know, it is funny you started that to touch on that topic, because that's one of the aspects I think that a lot of persons do not always pay attention to when driving a motor vehicle. We put in gas, we turn the ignition, the vehicle starts,
and
we
that move is off. It.
You know, some persons don't even check oil. And I am sure that you will know from your experience in your expertise that that is something that you've seen many times. Where persons don't even check the oil, the car runs completely out of oil. These are type of things that
simple mechanical checks that the average person can.
Exactly. So things like as Warren alluded to in terms of checking, making sure your brakes are intact when you go to your mechanic, you make sure. You know, it's funny. I there's something about brakes that I always have a little peeve with. Now, you know the younger drivers especially, we like to have the car top up, so to speak. You know, you hear fellas, youngsters like to have power under the hood, right? And it's funny that you want to have this massive amount of power under the hood, so to speak, and you going forward. But anything that is going forward needs to stop at some point.
Correct.
And if you are going to modify the forward thrust of your vehicle, I would think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you would need to modify your braking system as well to accommodate the speed that you have now added to your, the power that you have now added to your vehicle. Elaborate a bit on that, if anything.
I don't want to get too deep in the specifics and the mechanical jargon.
So that the person that don't have a clue what you're talking about in terms of the jargon. What I just said, if you modify your vehicle in terms of
speed-wise, correct.
Is it not expected or is it not a sensible thing to modify your braking system as well? True. I think that's as straight as you can put it to them.
Yeah, honestly, yes, that makes total sense, because the faster you go forward, the faster you have to stop, the faster things come at you.
Correct.
Basically, and at the end of the day, I mean, not saying that modifying a vehicle is legal, but people still do it.
Correct.
But just make sure your brakes are in check. Make sure that the brake lines, even down to the average drivers, no, like the normal everyday or office people,
or other road users.
Let me leave it at that. I mean, just make sure when you take your car to the mechanic, I mean, when you get it serviced, I mean, everybody wants to see a shiny engine, everything sprayed on and slick down. But at the end of the day, right, the mechanic's job is to check the brakes, check the brake lines, make sure the pads are still a good height, things like that. All of that can really play a major factor too, going back to what we said earlier on the wet road. If you don't have adequate brakes, I mean, there's nowhere else to stop unless you use the handbrake or so. But
or the first thing that stops you, the first obstacle.
Yeah, and the first obstacle.
That's not usually the best.
Or the first gear.
Correct. That's not usually the best method of stopping that. And even recently, you know, we would have had a fatality as recent, I think it was last week, we would have had.
Yeah, that was devastating.
Quite sad and so on. And at this point, I guess from the Barbara's professor's perspective, we would just say, you know, condolences to the families.
To the families, yeah.
And the friends and those who, because it is never easy, you know, and for those of us who may use social media, WhatsApp and so on, it's like every day you go through the statuses or whatever, if you're that type of person who go through statuses or whatever, you always see somebody posting rest in peace to this body, you know, a sad face, a broken heart. And, you know, it really hits home that these things happen to people, and when something happens to one person, there's a trickle effect.
Correct.
There's
a chain reaction.
It affects Correct. Their friends, their families, you know, co-workers. You know, there's so many lives that are touched through the loss of one life or through, you know, an accident or something, you know, happening to one person touches so many other people as a ripple effect. So, I mean, you know, we have to be mindful. Everything that we do, we have to think about. It's not only about ourselves, but think about other people. And that's what we're driving. That's one of the things about safe driving. It's not only thinking about yourself.
Right. You're basically
everyone around you. And not only everyone around you on the road, but thinking of the effect that you losing your life or you being seriously injured will have on your family, your friends and those type of things. These are ways that I would advise people that can help you to think a little more before you act in terms of speeding and that kind of stuff.
Correct. And just to add on that, I mean, honestly, speeding, I don't encourage it or anything like that. But I mean, just be responsible. Just be responsible in the whole, because speeding can really, really, really tangle and mash up a car. And then you inside the car, you become one with the car, basically.
Correct. And I've said here, yeah.
That is the bottom line. Just try to be responsible.
Yeah.
Even down to the motorcycle guys. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're very talented, but at the end of the day, it's still the general public that is on the road to as well, along with you all. But they're talented. I love to see them. But sometimes they gotta be responsible in a control area, man.
Correct. And that's what I was waiting for you to say, because honestly, there's no disputing the talent of some of the guys who we would have seen, whether it be on social media or even we've seen it with our own two ways on the
Correct,
road.
Correct.
But at the same time, and as a matter of fact, this is a sport in other parts of the world.
Correct.
However, it is done in a controlled environment. It is done at a site which is not on the main road.
With the general public,
with oncoming traffic, because it is not safe, and that is point blank, to do some of the things that you see on the road being done by some of our cyclists, but in an environment where you have oncoming traffic, even in terms of persons driving cars and so on. You mentioned at the beginning of the show, who's the rally driver you mentioned?
Rozeski,
right?
Sure.
And he's a very popular driver. Rally driver, but you don't see these guys driving that way when they're using the roads of Barbados on a day-to-day basis. That's at Bushy Park. That's when they're doing the stage rally and so forth.
Right.
But when they're on the road, the same road laws and speed limits and so on apply to these guys, and they have to adhere to them on the roads when they're using the road on a day-to-day basis. And the same applies to us. You know, if you want to test your skill, into one of the events, you know, when it comes around.
Exactly. You know, but book a day at Bushy Park. I know Bushy Park has trap days.
Correct.
But so
do that, you know, because you're endangering the lives of others and something, most of the time, other innocent road users who have no interest whatsoever in elevated speeds and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's really important that we take those things into consideration. And as Warden said, because a lot of the times we don't study these things. We talk about brakes, tire pressure. We spoke about the threads the conditioning threads of the vehicle and so on. There were a couple other things you wanted to touch as it related to that mechanical side of it.
Yeah, well, in terms of that part too, even down to your V-nuts, make sure the V-nuts are properly tightened. I mean, the vehicle comes with a V-tool that you can actually check them yourself if you didn't know. You just have to hold at the back panel. You will see the little bike. You have a little bike or something. don't be the spare wheel. You can just recheck that yourself. And just make sure out there. Tell you thing, because honestly, you can't ignore a vibration and a very awful sound coming from the wheel.
You mean you shouldn't.
Well, you shouldn't.
Because you know there's a little joke that we made, some of our colleagues made, where where you'll be driving, you hear a noise, and some people turn up the radio.
I've seen people do it.
Exactly.
As soon as you hear a noise, something make a noise, oh, all right, we just turn up the radio. Exactly. Here. I hope it goes.
But so you see, the thing about it is that once you have that mechanical experience, or you have
But you don't have to have mechanical experience to make sure your naps are tight.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that once you have mechanical experience, mm-hmm. you tend to be more vigilant about certain things. There are certain things, okay, you being in your line that you with your understanding, mm-hmm. if you get into a vehicle, from the time the vehicle starts or moves, you can say, and this is something that I have experienced with Warren firsthand, where you would get in the vehicle and say, that left bearing won't check in. That some and these guys can tell you exactly where or what. Now the average guy who does not know a lot about vehicles or whatever the case may not be able to say exactly what is the problem, but you can hear. Or sometimes actually being a road warden has made me a little more, I don't know, vigilant, a little more what's the word, but I'm a little more aware now, and there are certain things from the time I hear, I'm so warden, I hear this, or what about this? What's this about? You know, and these type of things. Now, if you're not sure though, and you have a vehicle and you hear a sound that is unusual to you or unfamiliar, I would suggest that you take it
to your mechanic
and let
give him a full check.
True. Because you may think, okay, the car is still driving, everything is fine, but it may be a
problem. Like in most cases, even on the road, you hear a car is driving on the road, correct. And you'd be like, so that body can't hear that.
Exactly. And you may think that, but what the danger of that is that you may think, okay, it is.
That might be something minor to you.
You're driving, the car is moving, it doesn't feel any, it doesn't feel, you know, funny or anything. But invariably what might be happening is that you are putting yourself and the other road users at high risk because there's a defect that can at any time give out, as we were saying, Barbados, you know, on you know what I mean? And you don't want that. I'm not sure if you were in the office there, maybe we looked downstairs and we saw a wheel.
We saw a wheel basically
fly off of a vehicle and luckily no pedestrian was in the path of that wheel. But these are the things that have happened and that have happened to persons time and time again, and it is only God's mercy, as we would say, that it didn't escalate.
It didn't escalate any further.
Exactly. So it is important what Warren raised some really, really valid points. Today we'll tighten your wheel nuts, tire pressure, the tread conditions, the brakes. These are things that I think sometimes we overlook.
Tend to overlook, yeah.
And what I would say to persons, there are some simple things that you should know about that you should know how to do with your vehicle, whether it be a man, whether it be a woman. Because you know, not giving the women licks, but sometimes the women don't think that it is important to know. My husband knows, my mechanic knows, but at the end of the day,
you're going to be
the person driving that vehicle, time of the day or night or morning that you are on that road. And if something happens, you being able to do certain things can really help, or you know what to look or listen for. You don't have to be a mechanic, you don't have to be very deeply inclined into it, but at the end of the day, you should at least know how to check your oil. You should at least know how to change a tire, because changing a tire is something
every driver should know.
You know, and there are simple things to do, but sometimes you're driving, if you see the tire pressure reducing, or if you see, because sometimes you can actually see it. It's to the point where you can see it physically with the naked eye that the tire needs air. Correct. You should be able to put some air in the tire, know the pressure tires, the tire pressure.
Correct.
If it is that you are not sure, consult with your mechanic. And
talk to your mechanic. Your best friend.
Correct. Let your mechanic give you advice as to how much air should be in my tires. If I see my front wheels going soft, how much air should I put in? How much air should I put in your rear tires? These are things that you as a driver, you should be aware of, because it can save your life and it can save the lives of persons, other road users. And there's another part that we don't think about, but what you were going to talk about, Warren?
Yes, something as simple as just blind spots in the vehicle.
Correct.
But what do you mean by that is that there's an area in your vehicle when you're driving that you can't see. You either have to hold forward or lean back. You see the upright on your side, the right, as the driver on the right hand side, the upright, what we call the air pillar in the fire service, mm-hmm. or where your wing mirror, the outside mirror that folds in.
Correct.
Where that is.
No kidding.
Sometimes you may come to a junction and you maybe look cross or look up in an angly direction. When you look you have to actually ease forward.
Correct.
Ease forward to actually see what is coming. And then from there, you can't really see it properly, so you can ease forward and ease forward and ease forward. From there, you didn't realize as yet, but you're carrying in the road already. So just be aware of the blind spots in the vehicles. There are some in the back too, but those only play a role when you're reversing.
I agree with you wholeheartedly because I know with our vehicle that we drive on the daily.
I can tell you that
has a number of blind spots. But even in your normal private car, as you said, there are always some blind spots. And what you're speaking about in terms of sometimes approaching a junction, trying to get home, sometimes you have to look very good to see.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to ease. And depending on how the junction is
how it's set up,
because some junctions you literally have to stick your head in the road almost.
Correct.
To see if there's oncoming traffic, because some of them don't have a mirror to give you that.
Correct.
And some people cannot read those mirrors.
Yeah, but that is another, thing too. Even on the same point as blind spots, as in this pedestrian wise now. This is pedestrian wise, the same blind spots. When you get to like a crossing, you say, all right, the crossing is clear, but that blind spot is there.
Correct.
Make sure that the crossing is clear. Trust me, I've had experiences already that I was like, yeah, this man just appeared to nowhere, but he was actually in the blind spot of the vehicle. And it really surprised me because I could have hit him.
It's very possible. It's very possible. So, you know, I mean, all in all, I think, Warren, you give us a wealth of knowledge today for some of us some of our listeners who might not have had a clue about certain things or who may never have thought of certain things. You know about them, but subconsciously you never really thought about them, how important it is. Because sometimes it is not always, from the time we hear an accident, we think, oh, that body was speeding.
Correct.
Sometimes it's not necessarily that the person was speeding. Sometimes it may be a little, they might have been driving on the road, it was dry, and then they went into a little bit patch.
Exactly.
Lost control of the vehicle.
That's a whole other scary situation, especially in a corner.
Exactly. There may be a case where the brakes fail, you know, again, poor maintenance. Maybe a case where the tire pressure was inappropriate. These are things that we spoke about that I'm sure a lot of persons would now be more aware and start to look at those things on their vehicles. Things like the condition of the threads of the tires. These are things that I'm very sure that persons are going to now start to
check.
Be more aware and check. Right. Because these are things that we can physically check on our own without having the skill of a mechanic, basically. The tightening of all your nuts. These are things that we should always make sure that we, you know, look at. Be aware of the blind spots in your vehicle. So I think, Warren, that you have left a real wealth of information to our listeners today. I'm pretty sure that they will be grateful to the information that was divulged today by you. And it's actually good to have you on the program today. And I'm sure that those who benefited from this information would say that, yes, it was good to have Warren. We'd like to have him back. But definitely, to you listeners, a word to the wise is always enough. We just trust that you continue to, you know, be road safe, be fire safe, be road smart and fire smart.
Always be aware of your surroundings.
Definitely, definitely. And just want to add some things here. Like if you missed any of today's 301 radio show, you can always catch the podcast at the VOB's podcast, www.vob929.com. You can check out the podcast there. You can also check VOB's Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM. And you can also watch it there if you want to see the visual part of this program, so you can see what Mr. Warren looks like. And you may want to see it because I'm not sure when or if you may see him very soon again, because he made those cameo appearances on the show. But we are trying to change that. I'm sure Natasha, if she's listening, would agree that we are trying to change that. But as we're about to close out, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and continue to enjoy the rest of your week. Wonderful week to you. And as we close out, and as we always finish by saying,
fire prevention is our intention.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service. 311.